David Teague, and he joins us.
Evening, gentlemen.
G'day, David, and thanks. This is all thanks to Harvey Norman, the factory outlet. Genuine seconds pricing every day. Real bargains in stock. The big green building at Mile End. Was it difficult to make that decision? Cam Ellis-Shulman was really solid, but unfortunately, Scott Thompson comes back in.
Yeah, look, as you mentioned, it was a really tough decision. Look, Cam put every foot forward, and which is great for the footy club. We know that he's there and he can play at this level. But we've rested Tom O, so that he was fresh going forward, and he comes back into the side. And then the other one, Seisman, he got a corked buttock and didn't get up. So that brings Mitch McGovern back, which we're planning on doing anyway.
So is it sold to Cam that it'll be a 1 week deal, and when Tom O's back, he's back?
Oh, I don't think it would have been sold to him. He came in to play well. Unfortunately for Cam, the guys around him played well as well, so it makes it tough. We're probably looking at who's performed consistently over time, and the other guys have been doing that well. So had he played really well and some other guys struggled, it may not have been the case. But on this case, most guys played pretty well last week.
He kicked 2-3, could have kicked 5, missed a couple. Say he kicked 5. This is a hypothetical. I know coaches don't like talking in that. Would have Scotty Thompson stayed out?
Yeah, it would have been interesting.
Wouldn't it, Teague?
Come and kick 5 goals for any player, let alone a midfielder who spends a little bit of time forward. And that's a great output. But no, he played well. Don't get us wrong. We believe in him. So it's exciting for the club. We know we've got depth there.
Harrison Wigg on the emergency list again. What position is he likely to play if he comes into the AFL side?
Yeah, last year he played across half-back, but this year he's been playing midfield. So midfield wing, he could possibly play in a half-forward role as well. But he spent most of his time through the midfield, which is it's been great to see him develop. He's probably more outside last year. This year he's improved his inside game.
Harrison Wigg must be mighty close.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you say that? Sorry, I had someone in my ear, Teague. Hey, I'll move on. Sam Saucy Jacobs, if it was a final, would have he played?
Possibly. He's not right to go right now.
Okay.
Had it been a final, they may have pushed all his rehab forward a little bit. We were hoping he would be right, but the way he responded late last week and early this week, that they didn't push it too hard. But had it been a final, then you probably would have pushed it a lot harder. And look, he may have got up, or he probably would have got up, but it's not that time of year to be worrying about being too aggressive with recovery like that.
Now, Roy and I obviously go over there, we call the game. We don't get back till Monday because trying to get out is pretty tight. You guys have got a couple of 6-day breaks. Are you able to get back into Adelaide the night of the game, or do you have to come back Monday as well?
No, I think we're going from Siren straight to the airport. But originally we were flying back on the Monday morning. But I think because around 23, being 6 days into 6 days, the Friday night game against West Coast, that they're going to push the limits and try and get us to the airport in time, and hopefully the plane doesn't leave without us.
Oh, gee, well done to Virgin. How good is that? Is that the end of your management or resting of players? You reckon you're on top of that now? It's just play on now?
Oh, hopefully. Hopefully it is. We'll see how the guys pull up. We won't be taking any risk. And if someone does look tired, then we'll be smart. But we have to factor in that everyone has a bye after round 23. So you probably want a little bit of consistency in form. You probably don't want to be missing round 23 in the following week unless you've got an injury to get over.
You can fall into the habit of looking at ladders and seeing where Fremantle are, how many wins they've had. But their first quarter, even their first half with Sandilands back in there, they're still capable, Teague, aren't they?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And you look at their list, they've still got some quality players that played in the grand final a couple of years ago. They played in finals last year. So no doubt Sandilands adds a fair bit to them. And some of the young guys are starting to step up. And maybe last week they only played a half. But as they go along, they'll start putting 3 quarters and 4 quarters together. So, no, I think it's going to be a really good challenge for Freo to play that ground well. So we're looking forward to the challenge. Do we think we'll win? If we play near our best, we think we will. And that's our challenge, to go over there and do that.
Great news, Brad Crouch. 4-year deal?
It's outstanding. And look, he's probably had it tough in terms of consistency and even disappointment early in the year when we probably brought him back a little bit early. But to his credit, he's gone back, trained hard, played at SANFL level, and showed that it was the right move. You look at the way he's playing at the moment. I think it's great for the club, and the way he combines with the other midfielders, I think it's really exciting.
Yeah, got a chance to create a little bit of history here. No year ever before has Adelaide gone to Perth twice and had two wins. So it'd be nice to create another little first for the year.
Oh, look, it will. I didn't know that one, and I don't think it's going to come up in the pre-game meeting. But, look, we want to win every game, and we enjoy going to Perth. We played pretty well there last year as well. So, look, we feel that the ground suits us in the way we play.
You've made the eight. That's the first box you tick. You can tick that. Now for the top four. You haven't quite ticked that, but you're going hammer and tong. I think the key, Teggy, is to peak for September. Are you confident where your group's at now, physically and mentally, that that's going to be the case?
Yeah, I think resting a couple of guys the last couple of weeks has allowed us to hopefully be that. Obviously, injuries, you want to keep everyone out on the field. That's going to be the biggest challenge for every club. But we feel comfortable we've got the depth there. But in terms of the mindset, the way the players, the thing that we've really loved as a footy club is the ability for the players to turn up and their effort every week. Sometimes your effort might be down a little bit or you might be off a little bit, but this group's effort's been outstanding. And even the games where we haven't played our best, our effort's probably got us over the line. So at the moment, I think we're very happy, but still a challenge for another 8 weeks or 7 weeks to go.
Good work, Teggy. Stay fight. Have a good game over there. We might see you boys there. Just before we let you go, are you a national anthem singer? Do you get up and sing it loud and proud, Teggy?
No, I've just missed that one.
The national anthem. Do you get up and sing it loud and proud when you hear it?
Oh, I actually wish. Like, you look at the rugby boys and they sing it. I wish in the AFL they did it. And I've been to sporting events in America where their crowd get up. I think it's pretty cool. I'd love the Australians to stand up and belt it out.
Done.
I think that'd be really nice.
Yeah, there you go, Bix. David Teague,
brought to us by Harvey Norman, the factory out there. Genuine seconds pricing every day. Real bargains in stock. The big green building at Mile End.
David Teague there. So just quickly, the ins and the outs again, Bix.
Yes, Cam Ellis-Yolman and Paul Seedsman both drop out. Seedsman with an injury. And into the side return Scott Thompson and Mitch McGovern.